Barbara, that was the worst date I ever had. What in the world made you think we had anything in common?
Well, Ferroni said he was the Causes.
No, Barbara. Causeways. He works for the highway department. Oh, it was very romantic. We spent 2 hours on the back of a truck dropping rubber cones every 20 feet.
What's your point?
You are the worst judge of people in the entire world.
Nuh-uh, I hate you.
I will never again trust anything you say, period. You have terrible judgment and terrible taste.
You're crazy. I'm going to the video store. They're holding Ishtar for me.
Probably just the pool boy.
Coming!
Hi.
Hello, who are you?
Looking for Barbara Weston.
Oh, well, she's not here. I'm her sister, Carol. Is she expecting you?
Sort of. 4 years ago, I told her I'd be back. Name is Lou. Lou Zinni.
Who?
Lou Zinni.
Lou
Zinni.
I've heard that name somewhere. Last night. Details at 11. That prison break. You want to be a state comet?
Pretty smart for a highway worker, aren't you?
Oh, my God. A convict with a gun. An escaped convict in my house with a gun.
All right. Shut up, lady. Shut up.
A rude escaped convict.
Listen, it's your sister I'm after, not you. Now, where is she?
What do you want with her?
4 years ago, she busted me. I did time and wasn't a happy camper. Now she's going to pay for it.
You won't get away with this.
Oh, really? Why not?
Because we have a sick dog.
Where?
Right there. Try to kill him.
Yeah, kill me all over my face.
Life goes on, and so do we. Just how we do it is no mystery. One by one, we fill the days. We find a thousand different ways. Sometimes the answer can be hard to find. That's something I will never be.
What did the snail say when he's riding on the turtle's back?
Stop dawdling. We got a schedule. His body, they pass it.
All right. Bye-bye, sweetheart. I'll see you. Take care of my baby. All right, Laverne, I'm ready. The bag is in the car.
Do you really think a weekend seminar in Sarasota is going to do us any good? Doctors and nurses, let's communicate. Let's don't.
Laverne will be a good experience. Help us work out our problems.
We have no problems. I'm efficient, you're not. I'm right, you're wrong.
That's exactly what I'm talking about, Laverne, like last week.
Oh, here we go again. You forget your lady friend's birthday, and then I send her a card, and you complain about it.
Laverne, it was her 50th birthday. You don't send a sympathy card.
It's a joke. I was giving you a great sense of humor.
Look, Laverne, it's not like I don't appreciate the gesture, but it was an inappropriate choice.
Well, next time, send your own card.
Well, I mean, I would have if you'd given me half a chance.
Every time I give you half a chance, you take the wrong half.
All right, so what? So maybe I would have forgotten. The point is, Laverne, you made a mistake, and you just cannot admit that you're wrong.
And I say once again, I saved your inefficient butt.
Cozy sad. Fancy place, eh? So, who lives here?
Just me, my sister, and my father.
Get real. You expect me to believe two women your age threw up at home with daddy?
I couldn't get Ishtar.
Oh, Barbara, that's criminal.
Well, well, well.
What's going on? Who are you?
Does the name Lou Zinni ring a bell?
No.
Lou, I'm Lou Zinni. You put me behind bars, for God's sake.
Are you part of the Lou Zinni gang?
No. Louis, new word, Zinni. Money laundering, you remember?
Oh, yeah. I've got to start.
Wouldn't try that if I were you. You got any other weapons stashed around here?
No, that's it. You got to search up behind the holes. Look, Zinni.
Zinni!
What is it you want from us?
Hey, I'm giving the orders around here. Just sit down and shut up. You mind if I use the phone? It's a local call.
Well, what are we going to do? Don't you have a plan?
Yeah, I had a very good plan. It was behind the ho-hos.
Hello, Connie. It's me. I'm at this house in Miami. Two sisters. One of them's a looker. Now, look. I just got to wrap up some business here, and then it's that villa in Mexico. Just you and me, babe. Just the way we always... Lou. It's Lou Zinni.
Jeez, look at your tattoo, for God's sake.
Mr. Zinni, when you made that reference to one of us being a looker...
Shut up. Before you put me away, I was averaging $22,000 a year. Not great, but steady. I figure for the 4 years I did time, you owe me $88,000 plus interest.
That's crazy. I don't have that kind of money. I'm a cop.
Either I get the money or I can get very unpleasant in prison. I was known by the nickname Violent Mood Swing.
All right, look. I'll get the money. I've got Daddy's bank book.
It's a good girl.
You do? Yes. Daddy gave you his bank book?
Yes.
But Daddy's the only one authorized to sign for withdrawal.
Not really. I have power of attorney.
All right, but it's all set.
Hold it. Daddy gave you power of attorney?
Yes.
But why you? I'm the oldest.
I'm the sanest.
Well, you can't agree. Maybe you're for solitary, you two.
Listen, you can't do this. That's our father's entire life savings.
Oh, a Miami doctor's going to have cash flow problems. My, that really saddens me. Boo-hoo. That's all set. Tomorrow morning, we go to the bank. By the way, what else is in there? You got a safe deposit box?
Yes, but the only thing that's in it is Daddy's will.
How do you know about Daddy's will?
I'm the executor.
You're the executor?
Shut up!
The car wouldn't have broken down if you hadn't been such a rotten driver.
The car wouldn't have broken down, Laverne, if you hadn't been wrong about taking that back road.
You two been married long?
We're not married. We're doctor and nurse.
Well, if you got $17.50, you can be whatever you want.
We are doctor and nurse.
Yeah, sure. You want the room for an hour or a half hour?
Listen to me. Our car broke down. We are tired. All we need is two rooms.
Only one room left. Doctor.
We can't share a room. How far is the nearest motel?
41 miles down. That ain't as nice. Don't have bug zingers.
Fine.
Harry Weston, M.D. Nice touch.
Whoa! HBO. In prison, all we got is basic cable.
Papa, you're a cop. Can't you do something? Take it easy. When we were in the kitchen before, I left a note for Charlie in the refrigerator.
Oh, great, Charlie. He can barely read. Come on, you've had SWAT training. Improvise, overpower him. With what? He's got a 45. We've got knickknacks.
Lou was desperate for food. What's another basic urge man has? You better be talking about cabinet making. Eric, not real. I'll pretend. I'll fake it. Carol, you lost a husband that way. Look,
I'll distract him. I'll start to seduce him, and you grab his gun. Carol, this is not one of your Renaissance fair performers. This is a hardened criminal.
Barbara, I can handle it.
What is that? It's psychological. The man has been inadequately parented. I know how to push all the right buttons. Amu. No, I feel so bad that you were in prison for such a long time. Yeah. Oh, that's better. My ample breasts felt so contained.
I think you really had the hots for you.
Shut up.
Joe, look at the size of these bugs. What, do they do nuclear testing around here? Oh. Oh, I'm so bushed. Come on. Laverne, let's get some sleep.
All right, but before we get settled in, they've got to base some roofs.
Rules?
No sleepwalking, no snoring, no spitting the back.
Fine, and I won't either, Laverne. let's get some rest.
Oh. Well, what, TV?
No, please. I just want to sleep.
Johnny, Arsenio, or Liam?
You see? That's exactly what I'm talking about, Laverne. You ask me something, I tell you no, you go right ahead, and Lem. Who's Lem?
Local talk show guy. He's real good. His sidekick is Roland.
Please shut it off. I need some sleep. I want to be fresh for the seminar.
Okay. I'm kind of warm myself.
Yeah. Good night.
I can't sleep.
Does that mean I can't sleep either?
Carol, we're in trouble. I don't have Daddy's bank book. I can't get the money. You mean you made up the whole thing? I was trying to buy us time.
Hold it. Are you saying you can't get the money?
Would you wait just a minute, please? So you don't have power of attorney after all?
You shouldn't have lied to me.
You shouldn't have lied to me either. Lou, I know your pain. I knew it. I knew Daddy would never give you power of attorney or make you executor.
No, I am executor. That part is true.
Oh, by the way, you get nothing.
Connie, we got a change in plans. We're splitting for Mexico right away. Pick me up at 1755 Fairview Road. It's a cul-de-sac. You know, it's one of those streets when you come to the end of it, it's round. It's round. Just get here, will you? Oh, and, Connie, I won't be alone. I'm going to have company for the ride. It may be the looker. I don't know.
Ride? What ride?
There's this thing called ransom. My guess is your daddy's going to pay a pretty penny to get his daughters back. I'm going to pack some things. Does your father have any golf pants?
He's a doctor, isn't he? He's going to take us to Mexico. We need a miracle to get out of this.
That or a knight in shining armor.
When you're with the Flintstones, have a yabba-dabba-doo time. A dabba-doo time.
He's gonna see the note.
Oh, my God. Where's the beer?
That was close. I'm going to the kitchen to get us some food. Oh, no beer. There it is.
What happened to Charlie?
Who knows?
Drive us to the rescue.
Dreyfus, are you kidding?
Dreyfus, sit down, boy. Sit down, sit down. Good boy. Uh-huh. No, lay down. Stay down, Dreyfus. Lay down. Good boy. Now, Dreyfus, fight the rope. Fight the rope, Dreyfus.
Batman.
Who is that?
Our neighbor.
You just let him come in here like that?
He's a wacky neighbor.
Hey, you gals still awake?
I'll take care of him.
No! No, don't hurt him. We'll get rid of him.
You better, or I will.
Whoa. Kinky. I died and gone to heaven.
Get out, Charlie.
I know. Three's company for the crowd. Been there.
Love, exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you.
Nice voice.
Favorite color?
Purple.
Mine's red. Greatest song ever written.
Pokey Carmichael Stardust.
Wrong, A Boy Named Sue. Greatest movie line of all time.
That's easy. Casablanca, Bogart's line. You'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, and for the rest of your life.
Wrong.
Wrong?
Roadhouse.
The movie Roadhouse has the best line of all time?
Yeah. Patrick Swayze is this cooler. That's like a bouncer, only better. And in this scene, he's chewing at all the other bouncers, and he gets right in their face, and he says, it's either my way or the highway.
You think that's better than Casablanca?
Casablanca, oh, Lord. You just like that movie because Veronica Lake's in it. You've always had a thing for Veronica Lake.
No, I know I haven't, and she wasn't in that movie. It was Ingrid Bergman.
I have seen that dopey movie 2 times, and it was Veronica Lake, your honey.
Laverne, the whole world knows that she was Ingrid Bergman. This is a perfect example of what I'm talking about. You're wrong, and you won't admit it.
I am not wrong.
Well, you think you've never been wrong in your whole life.
Well, that's stupid. Everybody's been wrong one time or another.
Oh, good. Well, just give me one example.
Aside from coming to work for you.
Yeah, besides that. Come on, Laverne. When were you wrong?
All right. All right, you want one, I'll give you one. A real doozy that's haunted me my whole life. I was 11. We were in the State Academic Grammar School Olympics in Little Rock. It was nip and tuck right up to the tiebreaker question, who invented the steamboat? And all my teammates kept saying, Robert Fulton, Robert Fulton. But I knew they was wrong and I was right. I mean, you might not believe it, but I was pretty stubborn at that age.
You're kidding.
Anyway, I was the team captain, so I stood up in front of 800 people and announced that the inventor of the steamboat was Stephen Foster. Well, that whole big auditorium just broke up laughing. Well, maybe it was funny to them, but I thought I'd die.
That must have been awful for you.
Well, it was at the time. As a matter of fact, Doctor, you're the first person I ever told that story to. But now that I've got it off my chest, it don't seem so bad.
There you go. You see, I mean, it's not so terrible.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's kind of a relief. I was wrong. Big deal.
That's the spirit. Everybody's wrong now and then.
I've been wrong a ton of times, Doctor, and if that's made your life difficult, I do apologize.
Well, I can't say it hasn't, but I want you to know, Laverne, I truly appreciate all that you do for me.
Thank you, Doctor. Well, hooey, it's been quite a day. I am plumb wore out. We better get some rest. We're going to make that seminar tomorrow.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we don't have to go to that seminar, Laverne. I think we just had ours.
I think you're right. Good night, Doc.
Good night, dear.
You know, I was wrong another time. I never should have bought that Gremlin hatchback.
You bought a Gremlin hatchback?
Connor will be here any minute.
time to go to Mexico.
Oh, he's really going to take us.
Not us. One of you should be enough to bring your daddy's money. Come on, Red.
Me?
Yeah, you.
He's taking me, Barbara. Oh, wait a minute. Are you crazy? Don't take my sister. Take me. You've never been on a trip with her. She's a whiner. She gets car sick. She has a real small bladder. And you'll never get her to eat at Stucky's.
Hey, I called the shots here. I decided who to take. Red's going. You'd be too much trouble. You're a cop. Come on, Red.
Oh, no. No, I can't go to Mexico. All those tortillas and flan. The choking smog and the chocolo.
Thanks for warning me. I'll gag her in the car.
Oh, brilliant, Connie. Honk, honk.
2 o'clock in the morning, she's honking the horn. Okay, Red, let's go.
All right, wait a minute. Carol, you're not going with him.
What?
Lou? The only way you're leaving here is alone, because nobody's going with you.
What, are you crazy, lady? I'm taking your sister hostage.
Carol, don't listen to him. Just move away from him.
Barbara, perhaps you've forgotten about Bang Bang.
Carol, trust me. I know this guy's profile. I know what he's about. He's not going to shoot you. Now, come over here.
I'm warning you.
Carol, don't listen to him. Get over here.
All right, come on, honey. Why don't you flash the light, too? Let's go, Red.
Carol, stay put. He's not going to shoot you. He doesn't have it in him.
Are you sure, Barbara?
Yeah, you sure, Barbara?
100% sure. Carol, he's bluffing.
I'm not bluffing.
He says he's not bluffing.
I'm cocking the gun.
He's cocking the gun.
He's not going to do it, Carol.
Don't make me do this.
I think you're going to do it.
Carol, trust me.
Barbara, I told you I would never, ever trust you again. But I've changed my mind. I'm going with my sister.
All right. You leave me no choice.
I'm leaving!
But it's my choice.
Wait! Lou, before you go, just one thing.
Yeah?
Which one of us is the looker?
You'll never know.
Thanks. What's the best way back to Miami?
Hey, just head out Highway 81.
I know a quicker way.
Laverne, we're not taking that back road again?
No, you just go up the road about a mile, you make a right at the nuclear power plant. Hey, there's that guy. Look, they caught that escaped convict.
How do you feel about being recaptured, Mr. Zinni? Zinni. Lou Zinni.